from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. President Prabowo inaugurates people's schools. Indonesia launches new policy prioritizing school safety and comfort. I'm Rahmawati. Here is the news in detail. President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, inaugurated hundreds of people's schools spread across 34 provinces throughout Indonesia. The People's School, or Sekolah Rakyat, is one of the government's priority programs and part of the effort to expand educational access for children, while also improving the quality of Indonesia's human resources. Anissa Audrita has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on Monday, January 12, 2026, inaugurated 166 people's schools spread across Indonesia. The people's school is one of the priority programs of the government under the leadership of Prabowo Subianto Gibran Rakabuming, which focuses on expanding educational access for Indonesian children to improve the quality of domestic human resources. The inauguration was held in Banjarbaru, South Kalimantan. On that occasion, Prabowo stated that the government targets the construction of 500 people's schools by the end of 2029.
Hari ini kita berhasil.
Today we have successfully seen and inaugurated 166 people's schools. Our target is 500 people's schools by 2029.
Sekolah rakyat sampai tahun 2029.
The People's School is a program initiated by President Prabowo Subianto for children from poor and vulnerable families, featuring a boarding school educational approach that integrates formal learning, nutritional fulfillment, healthcare services, through a national curriculum strengthened with values of discipline and self-reliance. This program aims to break the chain of intergenerational poverty and guarantee access to free and proper education. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Ministry of Basic and Secondary Education reaffirmed its commitment to building a safe and comfortable school culture through a more humanistic, comprehensive, and participatory approach. This commitment is outlined in Minister of Basic and Secondary Education Regulation No. 6 of 2026. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan has the detail.
The Indonesian government, through the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, has officially enacted Minister Regulation No. 6 of 2026 concerning a safe and comfortable school culture. This regulation is designed to create a school environment that is not only physically safe, but also socially, psychologically, spiritually, and digitally comfortable. The Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, emphasized that the current challenges in education can no longer be solved solely through structural approaches and sanctions. Therefore, this regulation emphasizes a more humanistic, comprehensive, and participatory approach.
Several points I want to highlight on this occasion are the strengthening of a safe and comfortable culture through approaches that prioritize a culture of listening, a culture of acceptance, a culture of respect, and a culture of service. Therefore, sanctions are minimized, and in some instances, there are almost no sanctions.
Sehingga karena itu maka sanksi-sanksi kita minimalkan, bahkan dalam beberapa hal boleh kita katakan hampir tidak ada sanksi.
This humanistic approach is complemented by a strategy involving all elements of education, not only schools and the government, but also students, communities, and the media.
The implementation of this primary and secondary education ministerial regulation also strengthens the four centers of education for which we provide space to participate, namely the school environment, the family environment, the social environment in the community, and the media.
Lingkungan sosial di masyarakat, dan tidak lupa adalah media massa.
Abdul Muti further asserted that while this regulation serves as the foundation for governance, its success heavily depends on the understanding and application of these values in the daily behavior of all school members. Raditya Arif Putrasetyawan, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government asserts that the enactment of the new Criminal Code and Criminal Procedure Code marks a milestone in renewing the national criminal law system. Coordinating Minister for Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Penitentiary Affairs, Yusril Ihza Mahendra, stated the enactment of these two legal guidelines signifies a new chapter for Indonesia's legal system. The full report is delivered by Nur Kamila.
The Indonesian government asserted the acknowledgement of the new Criminal Code and Criminal Procedure Code is part of the renewal of the national criminal law system. This statement was made by the coordinating minister for Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Penitentiary Affairs, Yusril Ihza Mahendra, in his address at joint assembly in Jakarta on Monday. He stated that these two legal guidelines constitute an important milestone in the history of Indonesian legal development in 2026.
The enactment of the new Criminal Code and Criminal Procedure Code. This is not merely a regulatory change, but a significant leap forward in efforts to realize a more modern, just, and nationally rooted national criminal law system grounded in Indonesia values and philosophy.
You still added that in the future, the direction of national law enforcement will not only be oriented toward punishment, but also towards substantive justice and balance of interests.
The enactment of the new criminal code and criminal procedure code demands our collective readiness, not only in terms of normative understanding, but also in our shared way of thinking. Law enforcement moving forward will no longer be solely oriented towards punishment, but also towards substantive justice, benefit, and a balance between the interests of the state, society, and the individual.
Yusril said that the new criminal code and criminal procedural code were drafted through a lengthy process that considered societal dynamics, the progression of the time, and human rights principle. This is intended to ensure that law enforcement continues to uphold human dignity. Nur Kamila, Voice of Indonesia.
Still from the Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology held the Music and Brain event in Bali. The forum served as a momentum to strengthen diplomatic relations between Indonesia and China, showcasing a collaboration of the best talents in the fields of science and art. Rizka Fadila has the detail.
Indonesian Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology presented a collaboration between music and science at event titled Music and Brain held in Bali on Sunday. Vice Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Stella Christie stated that Indonesia and China share a special relationship based on scientific exchange and collaboration between the best talent from both countries. Beyond the scientific aspects, she also highlighted that universal elements like music and brain function are capable of uniting humanity internationally, strengthening the foundation for more humanistic global cooperation.
We also have very special relationship between Indonesia and China that is based on open scientific exchanges, open minds, and exchanges of the thoughts of the best and the brightest both in China and Indonesia and the rest of the world. Lastly, I want to say that we all know that brain and music are something that unite us all internationally. We all have music.
On the same occasion, the director of the Tsinghua Lab of Brain and Intelligence, Xiaoqing Wang, emphasized that the importance of cross-cultural collaboration in brain and intelligence research. According to him, differences in cultural background and environment are important factors in understanding how the human brain works.
Understanding how the brain processes music will help us to understand ourselves and help us to be a better society. At the same time, we have invited both Indonesia and the Chinese students to wear infrared brain imaging devices so that their brain activities will be recorded as they listen along with you to musical performance. The reason to do this scientific demonstration is to show that music has a culture, has a society background to this. So the listener wearing this device have a different culture background. So when they listen to the music, perhaps you will see the difference in their brain. That's a part of it.
This year, Music and Brain event took the theme Imagine Imagination, Musical Creativity, and the Brain. This annual forum is expected to enhance knowledge and understanding of the relationship between science and technology in Indonesia and the fields of art, particularly music and neurology. It also aims to increase public understanding of the benefits of music for the brain and health. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Still from Indonesian Vice Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, who announced an increase in funding for science and technology in Indonesia of more than 200%. She called the effort a major achievement in strengthening national innovation. Kiki Purba has the detail.
So that is a very big achievement.
Vice Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia, Stella Christine, on Sunday conveyed the government's commitment under the leadership of President Prabowo Subianto to developing Indonesian scientific ecosystem. At the music-themed event in Bali, Stella stated that the government has increased research funding as a part of efforts to strengthen science and innovations.
Under the leadership of President Prabowo Subianto, the funding for the scientific funding has increased by 218%. So that is a very big achievement.
Stella Christie also emphasized the role of cultures, particularly music, in national leadership and diplomacy, including in supporting the strengthening of national unity and integrity.
Music brings unity to Indonesians.
The Music and Brain Public Lecture is an annual event exploring the relationship between music and brain science. This forum brings together government officials, scientists, academic, and participants from diverse backgrounds. The forum is part of the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology's efforts to deepen understanding of the connection between the arts, science, and technology, particularly in music and neuroscience. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Enhancing the quality of Indonesia's Hajj pilgrimage operations begins with the readiness of human resources. As a concrete step, the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah officially launched intensive education and training for 1,636 Saudi Arabia-based Hajj pilgrimage service officers for 2026. The Minister of Hajj and Umrah, Muhammad Irfan Yusuf, emphasized this 30-day training is the main foundation for building a more professional, adaptive, and technology-based Hajj service. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the detail.
The government's commitment to improving the quality of Indonesia's Hajj is realized through significant investment in officer capacity. At the opening of the 2026 Hajj officer training at the Pondok Gede Hajj Dormitory in Jakarta on Sunday, Minister Muhammad Irfan Yusuf stressed that dedication must be balanced with measurable and standardized competency. To meet these standards, this year's training curriculum is designed comprehensively, covering not only physical readiness, regulations, sense and understanding of rituals, but also standard Arabic language training as a mandatory skill. This aims to ensure smooth operational communication with partners in Saudi Arabia and minimize misunderstanding.
Anda semua disiapkan secara fisik, disiapkan disiplinnya.
All of you are prepared physically, disciplined, with knowledge about Hajj rituals, knowledge about the situation in Saudi Arabia, as well as the regulations related to Hajj. You are also prepared in standard Arabic.
Peraturan dan terkait dengan haji juga disiapkan tentang bahasa Arab standar.
Irfan asserted that this capacity building is a response to the challenges of the times, regulatory dynamics, adaptation to Saudi Arabia's service system, and the increasingly diverse and complex profile of pilgrims demands officers who are adaptive, professional, and solution-oriented.
2026 is a crucial phase in strengthening national Hajj services. We face regulatory changes, adjustments to the service system in Saudi Arabia, and increasingly diverse pilgrim characteristics in terms of age, health conditions, and social background. All of this demands the readiness of officers who are more adaptive, more professional, and more solution-oriented.
Service innovation is also a focus. In addition to strengthening the elderly-friendly program, the ministry will officially intensify the women-friendly program to provide special attention and protection to female pilgrims. On the supervision and accountability side, the commitment to quality improvement is realized through technology optimization, the Kawal Haji or Guardian Hajj application, and a real-time officer position tracking system will be strictly implemented. This technology serves a dual function, namely ensuring officer presence at service points and acting as a tool for coordination and rapid response in case of emergencies. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
State Logistics Agency or Bulog affirmed Indonesia's readiness to export premium rice while ensuring the resilience of the national rice stock to meet domestic needs. The full report is presented by Hasna Nur Afifah.
President Director of Perum Bulog, Ahmad Rizal Ramdhani, conveyed Bulog's preparedness to allocate special stock for premium rice exports during the National Working Meeting of Bulog, CIMT Evaluation of 2025 Performance and 2026 Work Plan, held in Jakarta on Sunday. The move follows directives from the Minister of Agriculture, who also serves as head of the National Food Agency, with priority given to safeguarding government rice reserves.
Bulog has prepared 1 million tons in line with directive from the Minister of Agriculture as head of the National Food Agency. We have allocated 1 million tons for future exports with premium quality.
In addition to preparing rice for international markets, Bulog emphasized that the export plan will not disrupt domestic supply, including during periods of high consumption such as the Lunar New Year, Ramadan, and Eid al-Fitr.
Kami yakinkan aman.
We assure that domestic supply remains secure even after allocating 1 million tons for export. There will still be 2.25 million tons in stock, which is sufficient.
Throughout 2026, Perum Bulog is targeting rice procurement of up to 4 million tons, an increase compared to the previous year's realization. According to Bulog, the target aims to strengthen government rice reserves and maintain national supply stability, ensuring that premium rice exports can be carried out without compromising domestic food security. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with Indonesian House of Representatives that urge post-disaster recovery efforts following Cyclone Senyar in northern Sumatra be immediately focused on four main priorities. This aims to prevent the disaster's impact from becoming protracted and to mitigate the risk of secondary disasters. The statement was made by the head of the House Post-Disaster Recovery Command Post, Tengku Abdul Khalid, following a coordination meeting of the Post-Disaster Recovery Task Force, as quoted from the Parliament social media on Monday. The four key issues of concern are river normalization, restoring access, providing temporary housing, and cleaning up affected sites and homes.
Firstly, regarding river normalization, this is a request from the region and the community. Then, the reopening of road and bridge infrastructure access, especially the most crucial ones to isolated areas. Furthermore, in the meeting conclusion, we are providing temporary housing. We are in agreement, especially since 15,000 temporary housing units are available. Then, cleaning up community homes with minor damage. If cleanup is carried out, then perhaps temporary housing won't be as necessary.
It is hoped that addressing these four priorities can be carried out in an integrated and sustainable manner by strengthening coordination between ministries, local governments, and the parliament. This is intended that affected communities can resume their normal activities as soon as possible. To date, the government and the community have undertaken various post-disaster recovery steps, including building 15,000 temporary housing units for disaster-affected communities earlier this month. Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Where there is a new tourist attraction called Little Ranch Sidomukti, which is worth visiting. Little Ranch provides countryside farm with assortments of farm animals like Texel sheep, Arabian chicken, rabbits, horses, goats, etc., complete with the meadows and dens. The atmosphere will make you feel like you are in a European-like farm. Even the barns and dens, known as red barns, are made to resemble those of foreign wine. This attraction is 4 to 6 kilometers away from Bandungan Square, Semarang City Center, and can be reached in 20 minutes driving. Little Rancho do Mukti is open daily from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The entrance fee starts from 25,000 rupiah per person or around $1.6. Entering the ranch, you will feel the cool highland atmosphere plus the view of foggy mountain range. Here you can feed the animals, ride the horses, stroll around with scooters, electric bikes, and even an all-terrain vehicles. And don't forget to taste the food at the cafe near the farm. To enjoy the farm scenery, there is a bridge and tower where you can take pictures. Listener, there is a new feature at Little Rancho do Mukti with Go Green concept called Scooter Explore the Village. This facility enables you to stroll around and enjoy the village-like scenery with environmental-friendly vehicle. Besides, there is educational tour linear to the Merdeka curriculum. The Merdeka curriculum includes a curriculum structure focusing on the essential materials that gives flexibility for teachers to teach according to the students' needs and characteristics. The educational tour offered at Little Rancho do Mukti are farming, gardening, and professional learning for school children.
Voice of Indonesia.
What can we do differently? Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? 'Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I love the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do. Love like you love me too.
Teach me how to
like you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. On 10th December 2023, the world's largest travel magazine, Lonely Planet, released a list of the 11 best beaches in Indonesia. Mark Johansson, a senior journalist from the United States, ranked 3 beaches in West Nusa Tenggara Province as the best in Indonesia. One of them is Jelenga Beach in Jereweh District, West Sumbawa Regency. According to Mark Johansson, he ranks Jelenga Beach as one of the best beaches because its waves are world-class. The beach, which is only 40 kilometers from Poto Tano Harbor, has the best left-hand break, and it is very suitable for professional surfers and advanced amateurs. Jelenga Beach is surrounded by a beautiful hilly landscape. The hill is full of green grass and low trees. On the north side, Jelenga Beach offers a stretch of white sand beach with calm turquoise water. It is also suitable for swimming, kayaking, and stand-up paddle boarding. This beach is also suitable for those of you who like surfing. Jelenga Beach is a beach target by surfers because it has challenging waves. The waves on this beach come from the middle of the ocean. These challenging waves are formed because West Sumbawa is surrounded by the Flores Sea to the north, the Indian Ocean to the south, and the Alas Strait. Many people call Jelenga Beach a scar reef because the waves are shaped like large tubes and are several meters high. Listener, when afternoon comes, please don't go home yet. Enjoy the beauty of the sunset on this beach. The gradation of sky colors mixed with the clear blue sea water adds to the beauty of this beach. Jelenga Beach facilities are quite complete. At the location, there are also parking area, food stalls, toilets, surf equipment rental, and accommodation. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita bertemu di persis.
janji tak akan meninggalkan. Kini mengapa menujumu ku perlu peta, dan seketika ku tak tahu arah pulang.
Listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Menuju Tanjung Puting. Menuju Tanjung Puting, which means heading to Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi, which means I always wake up early. This conversation took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at a hotel in Pangkalan Bun, Central Kalimantan. Chris informs Naomi about his habits. Let's listen to their conversation.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang utan.
Tidak apa-apa. Saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Saya. Saya, which means I. Selalu. Selalu, which means always. Bangun. Bangun, which means wake up. Berangkat. Berangkat, which means to go. Pagi-pagi. Pagi-pagi, which means early in the morning. Melihat. Melihat, which means to see. Orangutan. Orangutan, which means orangutan. Tidak apa-apa. Tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. Kalau begitu. Kalau begitu, which means if so. Mari. Mari, which means come on. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. In this sentence, there is an expression, selalu. Selalu, which means always. The word selalu, selalu, describes the activities that becomes a habit. In this statement, Chris' habitual activity is bangun pagi. Bangun pagi, which means waking up early. Now, let's listen to another example in using the adverbial word. Selalu. Selalu, which means always, to describe an activity that has become a habit. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8, which means I always have breakfast before 8 a.m. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun, which means Chris always rides his motorbike everywhere. To give the information regarding time, there are several expressions commonly used by Indonesians, such as dini hari, which means at dawn time, pagi pagi, which means early in the morning, siang bolong, which means midday or noonday, and larut malam, which means late at night. Such expression gives a nuance of meaning sangat, sangat, which means very. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang utan.
Tidak apa-apa, saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
Masa lalu seindah lembayung, diammu pesona. Izinkan diri bertanya,
santailah kawan, luangkan sejenak persembahan sebuah lagu. Tiada ombak badai, bahana nestapa, biarkan aku melangkah.
Rasa
hasrat dan pelukan irama senandung rindu
Benedict dan Perry kisah bak legenda sampaikan salamku ini bila esok mentari datang berderai cipta irama sambaran bossa nova.
Of Indonesia.
Senyum manis
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Rote and Dau Regency, is Nusa Tenggara, and titled Mali Vali E, meaning Let's Go Home. The song, which was written by M.A. Ndoloe, has simple lyric and tunes, so they are easy to memorize and sing. Mali Vali E tells the story of a child who leaves the house to play until dusk. His brother came to pick him up, telling him that his mother asked him to go home immediately so he wouldn't get late. Here is Aurelia Ruth Sumanti with the song Mali Vali E from Rote and Dau is Nusa Tenggara. Enjoy listening to the song.
Answer too fast and don't